After more than 2 years of unsuccessful negotiations, the Public Safety Employees Union and the city met with an arbitrator this week to determine a binding contract. The arbitrator heard 2 full days of testimony and concluded this afternoon. The main points of contention focus on wage increases. Public safety employees haven't had any changes in their wage matrix, which adjusts wages each year, since 2002. Their wages have been frozen for over 2 years, since the end of the last contract in June of 2006.
They've effectively lost about 20% of their buying power. We have folks who just aren't making it. I mean, when you look at the cost of living in Unalaska and compare it to other places, we believe that the police officers and folks in public safety here are amongst the lowest paid people in the state.
That's John Sear, the executive director of the Public Safety Employees Association, which represents the local union. He says the current pay situation is devaluing the employees. Local union president Sergeant Jennifer Shockley says it's putting a strain on the department.
It's a difficult situation to work under. A lot of people have been very concerned about their economic future. They don't know what kind of pay increase they might or might not get. And given the current economy, both locally and nationally, it's a really difficult position to put people in when they don't have very much money to begin with and not knowing whether they're going to see more or less in the future can really put a lot of strain on people.
The city management and their lawyers disagree with the union's position. They say that the public safety employees are paid better than most in the state. City manager Chris Laddick says freezing their wages during negotiations was justified.
That's the way their contract reads. It doesn't read, you know, a continuation. They agreed to that the last time around.
Laddick and the city argue that the union is asking for too much. The union wants a total 11% increase in wages per year for the next 6 years, which includes cost of living increases like the city manager receives in his contract. The union argues that this will compensate for the cost of living adjustment that they haven't received since 2002. The city is only offering a 3% increase in wages, just as they offered other local unions. Laddick argues it's not just the actual wage increases that would put a drain on the city.
Because you do have PERS costs, you do have all the other costs that go with it, leave accrual. So if you accrued leave at one rate under the new contract, your leave value would increase by 11%. So if you had 700 hours in a leave bank, that would also increase by 11% per year.
One thing both sides do agree on is that the city has enough money in the unreserved fund balance to pay for a wage increase. Other points of contention focus on administrative issues, such as creating a formalized, transparent procedure for dealing with complaints against officers and internal investigations. Sear says this protects the community.
We think there should be a process that's open that the public can see, so that the public will be reassured if they file a complaint against an officer that that complaint will move forward in a logical manner and the officer will be investigated. We think that protects the public, and we think it also protects the officer.
But Laddick says complaints have not been an issue and that the union does not have good reasons for including some administrative changes in the contract.
Many of the things that they have requested, they're requesting because they have them in other contracts. At least that's what we've been told at the table, and that isn't a reason to change a contract. You should negotiate based on, hey, there is a problem in these last 3 years, we need to address it.
The arbitrator will receive briefs from both sides by November 7th, and he will issue a decision by November 17th. Both sides agree that the contract will be retroactive to July 1st, 2006, and expire on June 30th, 2009. Then they'll negotiate a new agreement. This is not the first lengthy contract negotiation between the city and employees' unions. It took a year for the city to sign a contract with Local 302.